Welcome to the Axis Strength Training Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Sweet, owner of Axis Strength Training in Johnstown, New York, where our mission is to help 2,000 people in the Fulton and Montgomery County area make a lifelong habit of health and fitness so that they can live longer and healthier lives. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about what a good strength training program looks like, especially if you're over 30 years old. Because let's be honest, when we're in our 20s, we can get away with a lot more than we can now. I'm 48 years old now, but in my 20s, when I was in the military, we could stay out all night, get just a few hours of sleep, show up for our physical fitness training in the morning, and ace it. But that's not likely happening today. Right, so you have to make some adjustments to your training when you're 30s. You know, just some small changes that you can make to get the most out of your training, because we definitely should not stop training when we get older. We should absolutely continue to train to feel great and live longer. All right, so lifting in your 30s and beyond, we just have to train a little bit smarter. So today we're going to break down what a good program looks like if you want to stay strong, mobile, and feeling great for years to come. So let's get into it. Number one, I would say that recovery is a priority. So recovery matters just as much as the workout itself. Yes, it's important to get out there to lift weights. I believe everybody should be lifting weights. I don't think there's an age limit on that. But we need to prioritize recovery the older we get. So in a good strength program for anybody 30 and over, you want to definitely build in some rest days. Now that's going to differ from person to person, how many rest days you actually need. But in general, I'd say if you are 30 and older, I would say 3 days a week of strength training is a minimum. I'd say 5 or 6 as a maximum. You want to give yourself at least 1 to 2 rest days a week. And if you're feeling tired or beat up, then a little bit more. I think that every so often we need to take deload weeks. So every month or two. So every 4 to 8 weeks, it's a good time to deload, just like we do at Axis Strength Training. We'll do our strength cycles, and then we'll have 2 weeks of a deload where we don't touch any heavy weights for a while, and we focus on other things. So deload are important. You should have a big emphasis on your quality of sleep, good nutrition, and hydration. Remember that your muscles don't grow when you're lifting. They grow when you're recovering. So the harder you train, the harder you need to recover. So you need to focus on those things. You need to focus on your sleep, nutrition, hydration. That way your muscles can grow and you get the most out of all the work that you put into the gym. Number two, I would say that compound movements should be the core of your workout routine. You know, forget about fancy exercises you see on the internet, you know, on Instagram. It's the basics that matter. The basics are still the foundation of your training. Your training should be centered around 5 basic movement patterns, which are squat movement, hinge, push, pull, carries, things like that are going to be the foundation of your workouts. So we need to incorporate our squats, our deadlifts, our bench presses, our overhead presses, our bent over rows, our pull-ups. All those things are fundamental movements. Don't worry if you can't do pull-ups. Just like we train at our gym, we have things like ring rows that you can do to mimic the pull-up. There's other exercises you can do, but you should be doing some sort of pulling movements. All right, so these compound movements, they train multiple muscle groups at once. They make you strong in ways that actually translate to everyday life, from picking up your kid, carrying the groceries, or even just getting up off the floor, lifting stuff overhead. These are all functional movements, and we need to train that way, especially if we want to live longer and healthier lives. Number three, we need to focus on mobility and stability. So I know it's not something that people think is super sexy, but it is an important piece. So if you want to keep training hard without your joints screaming at you, you need it. So what am I talking about when I say mobility and stability work? Well, some movements that some of our members might be familiar with. I think the Turkish get-up is actually a great stability movement. Yes, it is. We consider it to work three major components. Stability is one of them, mobility and strength. So things like the Turkish get-up, I think, are great for people in their 30s, 40s, and older. So that's one way to work stability. Things like planks, plank pull-throughs, great stability work there. Overhead holds and stuff like that. And when we're talking mobility, I think stretching is a bit overrated. I think there are times to stretch, and it's important to remain flexible. But I like to think of flexibility more mobility, like sitting into a deep squat. Those kinds of things I think are super beneficial, especially as we age. All right. So, a good program. So, if you're starting out, a good program should always start with some sort of great mobility movement. Like at our gym at Axis Strength Training, we start with what we call a general mobility, where we do this head-to-toe mobility drill every time, just to loosen up all of our muscle groups. Get our joints moving through full ranges of motion, and then we'll do some sort of other warm-up. So at first, we're just kind of loosening up the joints. Next, we start warming up the muscles, where we do some sort of warm-up that's relevant to the workout we're going to do for the day, to get the muscles warmed up, get our body temperature up a little bit, get a little sweat going, so we're feeling good and our muscles are nice and warmed up for the work ahead of us. Core and stability drills like planks and overhead holds are great to warm up as well. Mobility work like sitting in deep squat, like I said, is great. I'm a big fan of foam rolling to release tension in the muscles. That's another great way to loosen up the body to get prepared to do some work. So you want to maintain your mobility, especially as you get older. Our strength and our mobility should be our priorities to live a longer, healthier, more fulfilling life. And again, your workouts should not just be about lifting the heaviest weights possible. Yes, I'm a big advocate of lifting heavy. I think it's important to continue to lift heavy for both men and women, and even as we age, and maybe even especially as we age, to lift heavy, to stay strong, to keep that muscle on our bodies to protect us. But that being said, it shouldn't be all that you do. You want to mix it up. You want that heavy strength work, but you also want to work muscular endurance at some higher rep ranges with some lighter weights. You want to add in some movements to help increase your power, explosive stuff like kettlebell swings or box jumps, which also, stuff like the box jumps will help maintain your bone density as well. And just helps you feel athletic and keep moving. Just great for longevity. Helps keep you resilient. Number five, smart progression beats constant grinding, right? If you're just beating yourself into the ground with your workouts, you're not necessarily doing yourself any good. I like to tell people to think long term. There's no one workout you're going to do at 110% that is going to make you improve more so than consistently showing up and putting in moderate to high intense workouts. Like, you don't need to kill yourself every workout. It's more about consistency than it is intensity. So focus on being consistent. You know, when we're younger, we might be able to just walk in a weight room, throw some heavy weights on there, and lift those without issue. But as we start aging, we need to warm up a little bit better, a little more slowly, and progressively add weight to the bar and not just throw those big plates on there. So work your way up a little bit slower. Keep it realistic and safe. So at Axis Strength Training, we talk a lot about progressive overloading, where we make small jumps in weight week to week and just slowly progress over time instead of just throwing on much heavier weights than we did before. So just stay more gradual, think more long term, and you'll be fine. That's what we're looking for. All right. Number six, you know, life happens and your program needs to adapt to that. You know, we have work, we have families, unexpected curveballs happen, and we should respect those things and we should adjust our training accordingly. You know, if you have a little tweak or something, you know, it's okay to work around that. You know, if bench press was on the agenda for today, but your shoulder's bothering you and you know it's not a good idea, totally, it's okay to totally switch gears for the day and maybe even the week and let it rest up and heal. We don't tend to heal as in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and older as we did in our teens and 20s. So give yourself a break. Take the time to recover. That doesn't mean you have to completely skip out on the gym or your workouts. It just means you need to play it smart and work around those things. Find something else that you can do in the gym for a week or two before trying to get back at these movements. I think keeping the workouts short, a little bit shorter. We don't need to spend 2 hours in the gym. For the average person, you know, who's not looking to win some sort of fitness competition or a bodybuilding competition, just spending 45 minutes to an hour is plenty enough time to get a great workout in, to stay healthy, to build some muscle, and just to live that longer, healthier life that we're looking for. All right, I'm going to start wrapping this up. So basically, if you're over 30, I want you to know that you are absolutely not past your prime. You're just entering into a different phase where training smarter is going to benefit you, but you can totally still unlock a whole new level of strength, energy, and resilience. Whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, I have seen so many positive things happen for people who start training in their 50s, 60s, some of them even in their 70s. So it is not too late for you. You can always start strength training and see the benefits of that. You just want to do it smart. So I definitely do recommend hiring a coach of some sort, whether that's one-on-one or in a group setting. You definitely want somebody looking after you, helping you with your technique and helping you to pick the appropriate movements and intensities to work at. Remember, a good strength program isn't just about how you look. It's about how you feel, how you're moving, and setting yourself up for decades of health and longevity. So remember, train smarter, recover harder, and you'll live stronger. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found this episode helpful. Make sure to subscribe and share it with someone who needs it. Hopefully they get a little motivation out of it. And it doesn't matter if we're 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Keep pushing. Get out there and get after it. You can follow Axis Strength Training on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're looking to start strength training with expert coaching, personalized programming, and a supportive community to help you reach your goals, visit axisstrengthtraining.com to learn more. Follow the links in the show notes. Now get after it.